But before we get there, I want to highlight a couple verses in Psalm 28. We're going to look at Psalm 29, but Psalm 28 comes right before Psalm 29. You guys probably know that. 28 comes before 29. It says this, a psalm of David, to you, Lord, I call, my rock, don't be deaf to me, for you should be silent to me, I would be comparable to those who descend into the grave. I'm as good as dead, God, if I don't hear your voice. So David says, hear the sound of my pleading when I cry to you for help, when I lift my hands towards your holy sanctuary. Do not cause me to be drawn with the wicked or the doers of iniquity who speak peace, though evil is in their hearts. Skipping down to verse 6, blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleading. I think that's a bracha that we don't recite very often, but and indeed it says, Baruch Adonai, ki shema, blessed are you, Lord, for you have heard the sound of my pleading. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusted and I was helped. My heart exalted. With my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength and the stronghold of salvation. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and carry them forever. A beautiful prayer out of a heart of need, a heart when enemies are trying to be covert. In fact, it might even be friends that are trying to be covert. They're speaking shalom when really their intention is something else. And he cries out to God, hear the voice of my pleading, the voice of my cry, the voice of my prayer. And so maybe even before he has been helped, he says, blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my cry. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength to those of his people, and he is the stronghold of salvation. With that in mind, let's look at Psalm 29. It's as if Psalm 29 carries on the theme from Psalm 28. I must admit that usually I read the Psalms in isolation. But very often, the Psalms are connected. If you find a Psalm that you love, read the one before it. We know Psalm 91 from the prayers in the Siddur, about the Lord who tends us and carries us and protects our feet. His messengers and angels camp around those that fear him. But in the Psalm before, Psalm 90, is the Psalm about, God, it seems like my life is so short. 70 years, maybe 80, or if you're Gail's stepmother, it's 100 years plus one day. How amazing to die, to live 100 years and one day. And so Psalm 91 is the answer to Psalm 90. And in the same way, Psalm 29 is the answer to Psalm 28. Page 17, could we read this responsively? A Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bow yourselves before the Lord who is arrayed in holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. It is the God of glory thundering. The Lord upon vast waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is filled with majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them skip like calves. Lebanon and Sirion like young bulls.
The voice of the Lord stirs up flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord makes the wilderness tremble, just as the Lord caused the wilderness of Kadesh to tremble. The Lord sat upon the throne during the flood. Indeed, the Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. It's a familiar line there at the end. For instance, it's the last line in the Sim Shalom section of the Amidah, the prayer that we recited a little while ago. We didn't do that particular paragraph on this Shabbat. It's also the last line in the blessings after meals. In Jewish tradition, we bless God not before we eat. According to the Bible, we're instructed to bless God after we eat. And the last line of the thank you God for the food prayer is this verse, last verse from Psalm 29. Adonai oz le'amo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo ba shalom. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In Psalm 28, David cried out, it says, Lord, listen, hear the voice of my cry. Hear the voice of my need, my pleading. God, there are others speaking peace, but they don't mean it. They have other intentions in my life. And he comes around to saying, I will bless the Lord because he's heard the voice of my cry. The Lord will give strength. Save your people and bless your inheritance and be their shepherd forever. Turn that around in Psalm 29. And seven times we have this phrase, Kol Adonai. Kol Adonai, Kol Adonai, the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, is the first one. It is the God of glory thundering. The Lord is upon vast waters. The Hebrew, mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, but by the end of that verse, it's even ratcheted up the action, as often in the Psalms it happens. Most verses in the Psalms are made up of two phrases in the verse. The second phrase either extending or contrasting the first line. The first line here says, the Lord, the voice of the Lord is on the waters. And the second line, the Lord is over vast waters, mighty waters, not just waters, but mighty waters. And it extends the power and the scope of Kol Adonai, the voice of the Lord. It goes on, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is filled with majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. The verb there is the same verb, breaks and shatters. It's one of my favorite verbs to teach new Hebrew students because of the different ways it can be translated depending on the kind of verb that it is. In a lot of cases, it means to break. But in certain forms, the verb doesn't mean to break. It means to smash, to shatter. So the Lord not only breaks the cedars, he shatters and smashes. The cedars of Lebanon, the place where in that ancient Near Eastern context, the forest of Lebanon, in the mountains of Lebanon, with their famed groves of forests, forested hills and cedars extending to the sky. In fact, to this very day, a cedar tree is found on the flag of Lebanon. Still that proverbial image of Lebanon that exists to this day, we see here the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord shatters the powers and the strength that we see, that we think come against us, are just kindling to the Lord. He makes the mountains skip like a little calf. It's the season for that. Karen and I saw that as we were passing fields in our drive to the gorge this week where we went camping. I love seeing the little animals, the little horses, their wobbly legs, the little calves next to the mother by the pasture spring. I'm about ready to quote a poem, I think. I'm going out to fetch the calf that's standing by the mother. It's so young, it totters when she licks it with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come too. I shan't. That is the, look it up. One of the many poems I was made to memorize in 10th grade English class. But it talks about the calf tottering. Here the language is skipping. Maybe a totter looks like a skip sometimes. But it's the mountains of Lebanon. Siryon is a poetic name here for Mount Hermon, the tallest mountain in the land of Israel. And it totters and it skips. Have you seen a mountain skip? Karen and I were camping in the mountains, and it didn't feel like they were skipping much as we were trudging up another mountain, up to our campsite, up to the cabin where we stayed, 4/5 of the way up a mountain. But God causes those steep places to totter and skip. When the Lord speaks, the mountains give way. Those strong places fall and surrender to the voice of the Lord. David continues. He says, the voice of the Lord, Kol Adonai, cleaves with flames of fire. The voice of the Lord stirs up flames of fire. Last week, talking about Shavuot and the Sinai experience, we talked about the voice of the Lord arching across the sky, according to Exodus 20, God's words literally showing up in fire when God spoke the commandments. God, the people of Israel, our people did not only hear God's words, they saw the lightning and the fire of God's words across the sky. Of course, very apropos, because they hear and see the voice of God in Acts 2 on Shavuot, the anniversary, when the tongues of fire come to rest on each person and they hear the words of God being spoken. They both see and hear God's words again in Acts chapter 2. God cleaves the flames of fire with his voice. Kol Adonai. The Lord, the voice of the Lord, makes the wilderness tremble. Just as he made the wilderness of Kadesh to tremble. Kadesh, from the root word of Kadosh, for holy, this is another name for the wilderness where Mount Sinai was located. We read about in the Torah, the people camped at the wilderness of Kadesh. There also, the wilderness shook and tottered and cracked at the voice of the Lord. In the poem, David highlights everything from the north up in Lebanon to way down in the south at Mount Sinai, is under the domain and the control of the voice of the Lord. All place, all time, everywhere, north to south, knows the experience, the significance of God's voice speaking into a situation. And it goes on. Kol Adonai, the voice of the Lord causes the hind, the deer, the antelope, the animal, causes the animals to give birth. I have a set of grandparents that were farmers down in the south, and my dad helped deliver a calf one time when I was just a little kid, about 8 years old. But it is also God's power, Kol Adonai, the voice of the Lord, that shakes the mountains, also causes the animals to give birth. Isn't that beautiful? That imagery, that poetry. But that same Kol Adonai strips the forests bare, blows the bark off the trees, or blows the trees down. And you thought that only tsunamis and earthquakes and meteorites falling in Russia causes whole forests of trees to fall over. But God's voice, Kol Adonai, blows the forest trees down and causes all those standing in worship to cry, glory. Kavod. That's heavy. Remember, kavod, glory, literally carries the idea of heaviness, of weight. That's heavy, dude, you know? Remember that language? Well, I don't, but Kavod, it means heavy. There was a song that a messianic singer, Paul Wilbur, sang on one of his albums, "Let the weight of your glory fall." And I always thought, the title is redundant. Let the kavod of your kavod, the weight of your glory fall. But not only does Kol Adonai cause the mountains to quake and the trees to shatter into kindling and the animals to give birth, but it causes those standing in worship to cry awesome in glory and heavy and weighty is the Lord. 7 times the voice of the Lord. It's interesting the juxtaposition between Psalm 28 and Psalm 29. Back in Psalm 28, in verse 2 as well as verse 6, we were told, God, hear the sound, the voice, literally, call. Hear the voice of my cry. But in Psalm 29, we have the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord speaking into and breaking and nullifying and expressing power and weight and majesty and strength in those places where we need that majesty and glory and strength. The voice of the Lord responds to the voice of our cry. The Lord hears. The Lord has heard the sound of those cries that was evidenced when you made blessing to the Lord for the things that God has done in your life. And He will continue to hear and respond to the sound of your cry by the sound of His voice. Kol Adonai is the response to Kol, the cry of our voice. And so the psalm begins by asking that the angels around God's throne ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The translation here says glory and might. It means might, but the word is oz. Glory and strength. Render to the Lord. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bow yourself before the Lord. The phrase literally means in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. But isn't it beautiful that at the end of the psalm, those two words come back. Glory and strength. All those standing in the presence of the Lord, giving honor and blessing to Him, cry glory. They have seen and experienced the weighty presence of God. They ascribe glory to God at the beginning of the psalm, and at the end of the psalm, they get to experience it themselves. The same way with strength. Note at the beginning of the psalm, it says, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Kavod va'oz. Glory and strength. At the end of the psalm, what do we see? Not only does glory come back, but strength does too. It says, the Lord will give strength to His people. The last verse. The Lord will give strength to His people. Adonai oz le'amo yiten. The Lord will give strength and might to his people. Isn't it interesting that what is given to God in blessing and praise and thanksgiving and worship is then returned? God is rendered and ascribed glory and strength at the beginning of the psalm. At the end of the psalm, God gives it back. To experience his glory, to experience his strength. Be proactive in giving worship and blessing and thanks to the Lord. He will return it to us. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The last phrase of the psalm highlights the connection to Psalm 28, where David said, God, protect me from those that speak peace, but they don't mean it. They really have devious hearts. They really want to trick. They're not really for peace. They're really for agitation and conflict. They don't mean the peace that they speak. So Lord, in verse 20, or chapter 29, it says, the Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will step in and provide what people promise and can't fulfill. The Lord will step in and provide what people promise with devious hearts. The Lord will step in and provide. And then finally, the third application is that while the voice of the Lord is pictured in this psalm in nature about shattering oak trees and making mountains totter like little calves and causing the trees to fall over and causing the water to roar. These are only images of the forces, the enemies that come against Am Yisrael, that come against God's people. The mighty trees, the tall mountains, the vast mighty waters that try to, and there at the end of the psalm it said, that try to come against God's people. But at the end of that psalm it says, the Lord sits above the flood. The Lord sits above the mighty waters. The Lord sits on high. The Olam, forever. The Lord is larger than the trees. He is higher than the mountains. He is broader than the mighty waters. The Lord sits above all of those things in our lives. The voice of the Lord is powerful and majestic. Kol Adonai. The voice of the Lord is the response to the voice of our cry. The voice of the cry of our people, Israel, right now being inundated by terrorists. The voice of the Lord is majestic and powerful. We need to cry out for that. As Jeff Siegel said, that burning bush, in the language of Psalm 29, we recognize that it is the voice of the Lord, be it mighty or be it little, like 1 Kings 19, the still small voice. It's still the voice of the Lord. That is what our congregation needs in our congregational life. That is what our people need. That is what our world needs for repair and restoration. The voice of the Lord. Abba, God, I thank you so much for such an encouraging psalm about the power, the majesty, the strength, the heavy glory of your voice, responding and answering and taking charge to the sound of our voice, of our cry, providing peace when peace is deviously promised or withheld. Lord, you give back what we ascribe to you. We ascribe glory and strength to you, and then you pour it back out on our lives. We thank you so much during this season of counting the Omer, counting up to Shavuot, that we have the opportunity in our lives to experience Kol Adonai, the voice of the Lord. We thank you, God, that we can know and ascertain and experience your voice speaking that still speaks into our lives today. And we pray that as a congregation, we would know and experience your voice. We pray that our people, Israel, Lord, would know and experience your voice. We pray that the nations of the world would know and experience and bow the knee to the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Because the voice of the Lord is majestic and the voice of the Lord is powerful. Lord, we thank you that you are the King who sits above all the mess, the floods of the earth that raise in the tumult and the bitterness and the struggle. Lord, you sit above all that flood. Lord, you sit as King forever. And we thank you, God, that you give the blessing of peace to your people, that you can give security and hope, that you can give salvation and rescue. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty voice. Thank you, God, for speaking. Thank you, God, for speaking. Thank you, God, for your voice present in our lives today. We thank you, Abba.